The chairperson of the Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Policing, Ian Cameron. Ian, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Sorry for being difficult to get hold of. I was just stuck on another one.
No, that's absolutely fine. Ian, from your perspective, why does the DA believe in devolving SAPS powers to the Western Cape government?
Well, I think it's important to understand that at the moment, if we look at the South African Police Service budget, it's critical to understand that even if we had all the political will, all our ducks in a row, we physically do not have the resources to make sure that we deliver on all the different aspects of policing needed. So I don't see it as it shouldn't be seen as one or the other. It should be seen as one with another. And it must be considered as being a force multiplier. I think there's so much good work that could be done together like that. The agreement from the Minister of Police from last year allows for that. Just super frustrating that they're not finalizing that agreement in order for it to be properly implemented. But it could be a force multiplier of note.
Yeah. In a broader sense, the proposal, I think, as it initially was proposed, not currently as it sort of has evolved, but essentially would have resulted in a sort of federal approach to how the country operates. And it would have, you know, there's been ideas, particularly from Alan Windey and the Western Cape, touching on a range of different other opportunities to devolve, whether it is, you know, transport, etc., etc., to the Western Cape government. That being said, in a broader sense, how would, in your view, this improve policing and safety in communities like the Cape Flats, where we know there's high crime rates? Sure.
No, let me give you a practical example. So a phenomenal thing would be to, for example, devolve and give investigative, specifically with regards to forensic capacity, to the Western Cape government or, for example, the city of Cape Town. If a firearm, illicit firearm, is seized in, you know, during or after a gang shooting or maybe during a raid of some sort, that firearm could then immediately be tested. It could be done locally. The relevant processes could be followed. And from there, we could hopefully then be able to, if we have detectives in that capacity, immediately go straight to the prosecutor and enroll the case on the court roll. The point is just the conviction rate is at an all-time low when it comes to specifically illicit firearm convictions. And in the Cape Flats specifically, it's lower than 5%. It really is extremely alarming. And I think this would be a way to not only improve that drastically, but actually see some kind of a result in keeping people behind bars.
Yeah. Essentially, another one of the issues that are raised when we talk about the devolution of SAPS in the Western, to the Western Cape government is the issue of resources. Now, we know, of course, that resources in the Western Cape in terms of policing is a challenge. And, of course, the provincial governments don't have the ability to be able to collect revenue to be able to fund a significant increase in increasing the resources or capacity of SAPS. How would you essentially see that working? Would the national government then still fund it? If so, would the funding then not be still remain inadequate?
No, I think there can be a combination of both. I mean, the amount of capacity already in terms of financial resource being pushed into whether it's a LEAP program, other types of provincial or local law enforcement in the Western Cape is significant. And I think a lot of the adequate training platforms are already there. If you look at, for example, training done for law enforcement specifically in the city of Cape Town, they've invested in massive training facilities that, in terms of visible policing, are light years ahead of anything that national government currently has or could have access to probably within the next year or two. And I think there could be a very strong, you know, collaboration in using that. So that's on the training side. I think it could decrease the pressure on the national budget significantly. Policing takes a lot of money, of which the large majority of the money that goes to the South African Police Service is spent on salary. So it's not even on innovation or organizational development or whatever, you know, other elements you might have. So I think it can be done in a way that can decrease pressure on the national budget and at the same time provide a better service on ground level in the province.
Where do you see this conversation going in?
Well, we'll see now with the agreement that the minister undersigned. I know there's a lot of pressure for that now to finally be finalized, especially after the White House conundrum and the heavy exposure of violent crime, and specifically the Cape Flats. So I'm really hoping that will be finalized very soon. I hear that there is a big push for it now again. So we're hoping for that, and that might steer us in the right direction. I think in terms of ballistics and other parts of investigation, we can already we'll already be able to see that certain parts of those responsibilities can already be fulfilled. So it doesn't need to be an overnight 100% shift of any kind. I think we need to give it time. And as the collaboration betters, hopefully more responsibilities can be shared.
Mm. Ian Cameron, the DA spokesperson on policing, also the portfolio chair of Parliament's portfolio committee chairperson on policing.